Good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. I know that you're very concerned. From what you know, how much of the funding is going to be cut for your fight against cancer, and what's this mean to people?
Well, there's a number of proposals on the table, but the last two have come out of the House and Senate that completely eliminate the Healthy Michigan Fund, which would eliminate all funding for cancer and tobacco prevention programs. So that means, you know, no free mammograms for under and uninsured women, no, you know, free telephone counseling for people who want to quit smoking. You know, some of the things that we can really do to make a difference in cancer rates in our state.
Judy, what's the number? How much money are we talking about?
We're talking about, thousands of dollars here for each of the programs. You know, between $300,000 and $400,000, which, you know, has been whittled away at over the last several years. You know, the pot of money from the Healthy Michigan Fund, you know, was set up in '94 after, you know, the voters passed Prop A and said, you know, 6% of a new tobacco tax was going to fund the Healthy Michigan Fund to fund health prevention programs in our state. And over the years, the legislature has really seen that as a target to pick at and use to fill budget holes.
Why do you think that the legislators are cutting these programs to the point where they won't, they'll be eliminated?
You know, the state's facing a structural deficit, and, you know, in the era of curtailment, I think some lawmakers are looking for short-term solutions. Unfortunately, programs like this are going to suffer in the end. I mean, when you're cutting prevention programs, you're cutting funding up front for something that's going to save the state money a lot in the long run.
All right, so what's your plan to kind of rattle things so folks take another look at this?
You know, we're just trying to make people aware of what's going on and encourage the public to contact their lawmakers and let them know that these are vital services and programs that are serving the people of Michigan, and we shouldn't be cutting there. We need to be looking for other solutions to fix our state budget.
Well, here's what we know, Judy. Over the years, as much as $1 million has been earmarked for these programs, the Healthy Michigan Fund has enabled, now get this, over 15 years, more than 63,000 women to be served. Nearly 3,000 men and women have been served through the state's a cancer control program when it comes to colon rectal challenges. The tobacco quit line has served more than 62,000 people. So it looks like, it sounds like, this program is working and serving a lot of folks.
Yeah, I mean, the Healthy Michigan Fund is serving people all across Michigan. It's helping Michigan families that are struggling and, you know, people that don't have health insurance get some of the services and programs that they need. You know, additionally, I would just mention, too, that as a result, you know, if this ends up happening, eliminating this funding, we stand to lose over $4 million in federal dollars if we can't provide state funding match.
So, Judy, what's the plan besides getting the word out? Do you think there's a way that you can save these programs?
It has to be the will of the people make this known to lawmakers that these are programs that we don't want to see cut. It's up to the lawmakers to make those final decisions and to find solutions to balance the budget.
All right. Judy Stewart is the Director of State Government Relations for the American Cancer Society's Great Lakes Division. Judy, for people who want more information about how they can help, how they can voice their concerns, where do they go?
You can visit our website, which is www.acscan.org.
All right, Judy, we appreciate your time. We'll stay on top of the story and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye.